And we are back.
We are back!
After like 1 month. Then, like,
1 month?
Oh, oh, one month. Yun. Last... Oh, tama. Oh, hindi, tama. More than a month. Kasi I was in Japan like end of November. Tapos mula nun, hindi pa tayo nag-record eh. Mm.
Hi guys, this is Good Nights.
Emily and Faye.
Sobrang fail.
We're in our sixth episode.
Sixth episode. Na medyo na-confused pa ako kasi sabi ko, eh boy, mag-season 2 na ba tayo?
Hindi pa. Hindi pa tayo ready sa season 2.
Kasing boss ka.
Dahil 5 episodes pa lang tayo, hindi tayo Black Mirror.
Oo. Hindi kasi na matagal kaming nawala ni Eboy kasi una, ang dami din nangyari talaga in terms of work. And then, Eboy went to Japan nung December. Third week of December?
Yeah, first week ng December.
First week ba yun?
Oo. December 3 ako nandito eh.
Oh. Ah, tama. Hmm. First week of December na wala si Eboy. So that was the whole November na we didn't record.
Hmm.
And a whole month of December kasi I left naman for vacation third week of December.
Tatlong linggong nawala si Faye nasa Davao. Kumbaga, nag-soul searching siya doon or something.
Oo, yun ang soul searching. I went home with my family.
Yeah, batiin mo naman po ang mga kabag-anak sa Davao.
Woo!
Wala, dapat di ba natin para mga sa TV, mga binabati ko po yung mga...
Binabati ko po yung mga Florentino family dyan. Yuhu!
Nag-in Bisaya man lang. Ay, hindi ka nag-Bisaya ba?
It's still binabati.
Ah, okay.
Binabati. Pero hindi.
Maayong gabi siya.
Maayong gabi! Ayan. Hi guys, we're back. So...
And since...
Nakatakip yung notes na
rin. Asan na yung notes? Since ngayon, apparently, 2019 na.
So I missed Eboy. I missed podcasting with Eboy.
Tagal na namin ito. Hindi naman feeling ko hindi na namin alam kung paano to gawin.
Magsasalita lang kami.
Sure, mamaya hindi namin alam kung paano tatapusin to.
Sure. Paano mo tayo episode ng mga ayos?
Oh, yun nga eh. Lalo pa itong nagkaroon tayo ng hiatus. Yan. So again, yun. Hindi ko alam eh. Hiatus na lang. Mas mabilis
alam sabihin. Alam ko, ang narinig ko hiatus.
Hiatus.
Parang, alam mo naman, nagmamarunong
din effort, ako. Ang effort, marunong. Break. So, nagkaroon kami ng mahabang break. Mm-hmm. So, ngayon, it's already 2019. So, Happy New Year. And...
Ang sobrang formal na
lang. Shit, wait lang. Faye, tingnan mo din sa kabilang building. Merong tao dun sa kwarto. Tapos nag-aayos siya ng... Kanyang bed.
Buti na lang
naguhubad ba siya?
Naguhubad siya.
Hindi nag-aayos nga siya ng...
Naguhubad siya.
Sorry guys, kung nakikita niyo itong nakikita namin, hindi humiga siya sa tabi ng kama. Hindi dun sa kama mismo. Tumiga siya dun sa tabi ng kama. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Hindi...
Anyways.
Hindi ko na makapagsimula.
Anyways.
Okay, fine. So, yun. 2019
na.
So, Happy New Year. 2018 was a very eventful year. For everyone. Eboy. For me. So, yun din naman. Magkaiba lang tayo ng, ano, ng tinahak na daan.
Yung pagkasabi mo pa, sa'yo din naman.
Okay rin naman yung sa'yo eh.
Ano ka ba? Very, ano, okay ka din naman.
So, okay naman yun.
Yung hindi mo narinag yung tumataas yung tono.
Napataas na.
Oo eh. Nakakairita. Halata talaga. Anyways. So, 2019 na. And as me and Eboy started this podcast na nag-ano kami, evaluate. Mahilig kami mag-evaluate.
So, ngayon mag-evaluate na naman.
Yun yung basis ng friendship namin talaga. Evaluation. Yan. Tapos na-evaluate namin yung isa't isa ngayon. Evaluate namin pa rin. Hindi, evaluate namin yung sarili namin.
Yung taon.
Na
nakalipas. Which is 2018.
So this is a 2018 recap episode.
Yes. So, saan tayo magsisimula?
Smooth. That was so smooth.
Do we start with like the best things or the worst things? Natatawa
ko kasi. Guys, kung nakita niyo yung itsura ni Eboy, by the book. As in, anong next bullet?
Kaya nga tayo nag-bullet eh.
Anyways, it's okay. And then first topic, Abby. Wow! Thanks for moving the price.
Mayroon kasi kumuha eh. Tatamaan ko yung mic eh.
Paano ako kumuha? Makain kasi kami ni Eboy ng fries. Tapos kinuha niya, nilagay niya sa side niya.
I-fries niya to. Anyway, come on. Pick it up.
Okay. Best and worst. We started that. Best and worst of 2018. Ikaw, Abby.
Doon muna tayo sa ano. Parang gusto kong i-tawag doon. I-linear. So, simula tayo sa like Q1, Q2, Q3.
Ah, sige. Q1, Q2. Naalala mo pa? Sige. Q1,
Q2, Q1, actually, was like the first best time we collaborated.
Really? Q1?
Kasi, kasi yun yung first na nag-spoken word. Last year lang yun, di ba?
Ah, yeah. That was April.
2018. Hindi, 2018. Yung ano pa to.
Sabi mo Q1 muna. January, March. April is Q2. April ang kata.
Hindi yun yung sinasabi ko. Yung sinasabi ko yung ano pa lang.
Ay, yung kay
si ako. Oo. Doon tayo nagsimula.
Ay, Jemark, shout out.
Doon sa exhibit na yun, doon natin na-realize or ako na-realize na parang, okay naman pala ka-work si Faye.
Mm. Parang, ang sama na ituro mo. Really, that was your best. That was my best.
Kaya sabi ko kasi simula pa lang tayo, diba?
Oh, sige. Oh, so, yun. The keyword.
Oh. Kasi that was like a great...
Wait, sorry. I just wanna clarify yung topic natin. Oh. Best and worst towards each other or as in...
What? In general, in siguro. General.
Okay.
Oh. Para mas maganda yun sa'yo pag hindi...
Uy, hindi na ako mag-expand. Muda na ako. 2019.
Well, kaya nga.
Oo nga. Yeah. O, Q1.
Dami Q1. Disclaimer agad eh.
Oo nga eh. So, Q1, yes. That was the first time we collaborated together.
Yeah. Na... Actually, may video yun. Kung hahanapin niyo yung video sa Facebook, just search it siguro sa...
Eboy and Facebook.
Oh, just search me on Facebook. So, hanapin niyo yung video doon.
Mm. It was, what was the title?
The title of the piece. Tula was, ano, kagabi, sinubukan ko mag-sulat ng tula.
Yes. First, can I just say, I was very proud of Eboy kasi first time niyang mag-sulat ng tula that will be performed.
Mm-hmm. Actually, yung pinakamahabang tula ko ever. Ganun kasi laging yung tula ko, like, parang...
Mm-hmm. Mahaba
six lines lang or something. Ganyan. Ito sobrang haba
nito. Pinahirapan ako. Ako kasi nag-encourage kay Eboy na magsulat. And sabi ko, I will perform it for you. Eh, pinahirapan naman ako ni Eboy. Ang yabang ko din kasi. Sabi ko din kasi kaya kong i-memorize
yun. Oo. Inassume niya kasi na may kinisinulat ko. So parang 1 week before the performance.
Kasi maiki magsulat si Eby.
Mm. 1 week before the performance, sinabi niya, hindi, okay lang yan. Kaya na. Okay, fine. Oo, sige. Nung pagkita niya, 4 pages yung 4 pages yung kula eh.
At full pages ha, at single space.
Mm.
Pero I was very happy with Eboy. I was very proud naman of Eboy kasi it was, Q1 pala muna. A lot of people liked it. Tapos, kasi we were originally gonna perform it na ano lang, na as in usual tula, walang background. Oh. And then, again, nilabas namin yung talent niya. Wow. May talent pa kasi si Eboy when it comes to playing music.
Hmm.
So, nilapatan niya pa ng kanta.
Actually, yung unang intention ko talaga is like si Faye na magsasalita. Tapos, siya nagsuggest na parang, what if lagyan mo ng gitara? Tapos,
habang ako nagsuggest? Siya, ikaw nagsuggest?
Ikaw?
Nice.
Tapos yun, habang habang nagtumutula siya, so sinabayan ko, parang, shit, this is gonna work better. Para pag ganun.
Yeah.
So
we did it.
And we performed it in front of like our like peers sa agency life. Tapos, actually, may umiyak si Isay. Si Isay umiyak.
Si Isay, iyakin naman talaga. Wow.
Umiyak si Isay. Ganyan.
Iyakan talaga ganun. Si Isay.
Then, after, no.
Thank you, Gemmark, by the way.
Yeah, and thank you, Gemmark. Sana meron pa this year.
Yeah.
Kasi wala kaming peace. Teka lang.
Oo, eh. Maganda talaga yung ginawa ni Gemmark. Para siyang outlet for advertising people. Kasi diba, we all know naman. I think most of our listeners are in the industry.
Or most likely,
office mates.
Office mates. Ganun. Thank you, office mates.
Hindi. That was a good,
sorry.
Event. Kasi para siyang release. Yung point kasi naman dun ng mga organizers. Wow.
Hmm.
Or ng head organizer. Binibenta ko na ha. Is, for... the advert enticing people or the people in the industry to have an outlet naman of the things na hindi inuuto, hindi nila ginagawa for client. Mm-hmm. As in, talaga yung art nila, yung piece nila, copy nila. Even accounts do. Yeah. Yung mga accounts, may mga nag-art, may mga artist na accounts. So, they get to show off their talent or skills there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ang ganda nga, outlet talaga nun. Kaya kung sana meron this year, just let us know.
Para po, let us know.
shout out.
Shout out. Ayun. The event was Si Ako.
Yeah.
Si Ako.
And sa 1709 yun.
1709,
so, shout out.
Shout out. Yun. That was the best. Yeah. What was your worst?
Hindi ko maalala ko. Kasi wala masyadong, hindi eventful yung Q1 ko eh.
My Q1 was...
eventful.
It was,
interesting.
I think yung Q1 yung nag-dictate ng 2018 ko in terms of mood.
Yes.
Which is bad.
Yeah.
Ayun, basta yung Q1 naman, sa'yo best yung nangyari. Akin, best worst ng Q1 ko.
Wala akong nangyari ng Q1, malimbun na yung naalala ko eh. Tsaka yung isang beses na tumula pa tayo, which is, yun.
That was Q2.
Yeah, Q2 na ba
yun? Oo, April yun na yung katha. Yung Q1 ko, kung si Eboy, wala siyang worst ng Q1. Oh. Yung Q1 ko naman, hindi siya worst. Hmm. It's both a best thing and a worst thing. Basta learning, masa learnings na yun. Pero yun, parang I discovered more about myself.
Oo.
Oh. Hirap eh, may pag-personal.
Wait, isa rin yung mga best pala no, ng Q1 na naging friends tayo, technically...
Or naging
closer? Close? Friends?
Oo.
Tayo nung Q1?
Why? Were we awkward?
Hindi tayo like usap-usap eh. Ewan ko.
Because we were friends nung 2017.
Oh.
We kind of stopped talking.
Hindi ako.
Hindi ako din.
Hindi ako yung nag-stop talking.
Hindi, basta ang ganda nung, ang ganda, parang yung friendship namin ni Eboy nag-flow. Maayos.
Nag-dwindle. Tapos...
Lagi na ng dwindle. Spell dwindle. Char.
Tapos yun. Tapos it just like... Ano ba?
Hindi mo yung mag-describe. Basta ang ganda nung bukas ng 2018.
Oh, basta naging friends kami ulit. Kasi naging sobrang close kami ni Faye ulit. Nung...
Because we wrote the piece. Ang galing din kasi we were brave. Both of us were brave enough to like... Uy, gawa tayo together. Gawa tayo together.
Ang parang talaga. Sige, game. Mm. Yeah, it wasn't like a really collaborative project.
It was okay. Actually, it was the best thing din pala for me, yung collaboration namin. Kasi I was able to release again. Ang tagal ko na kasi hindi nagpo-perform. I think naman for... I also... Feeling ko isa din yun sa magandang foundation ng friendship namin ni Eboy. Kasi... Ewan ko, ang galing. Doon natin na-discover na okay pala pag partners tayo.
Oh. Kaya kumbaga, it was... Q1 2018 was the start of our partnership eh.
Mm.
Talaga eh, without that poetry, feeling ko wala rin tayong podcast natin.
Podcast
eh.
So, magpasalamat kayo kay Jeff. Anyways, Q2?
Yan, Q2.
Again, Q2 was the katha.
Oh.
Again.
Explain mo kung ano yung katha sa mga...
Okay, katha is a project of... the para sa sining. So ang para sa sining NGO siya for people for artists to collaborate, not necessarily known artists, kahit startup artists ka pa lang. If you want your piece to be heard, music man yan, film man yan, or poetry, anything about the arts, anything that you want to express yourself to, avenue siya. So since Eboy already made a piece nung kay J-Mark, I suggested to Eboy, alam mo, what if gawin natin tong entry for Katha? So Katha, marami niyan, several collaborative. So merong Katha Tula Sayaw, Katha Teatro Arkitektura, basta mixing arts together na you never knew can happen. Ito kasi Tula Sayaw.
Mm.
So yung tula namin ni Eboy, tula ni Eboy, na may kanta na, nilapatan pa ng sayaw.
Oh, kumbaga, simula pa lang ang art na nung ano namin, nung ginawa namin. And dito sa katha, nagkaroon ng H. So, art na siya.
Art na siya. Our dancers were, shout out din, Kay Nika Alvaro and Gio Manlangit na sobrang ganda.
Oh, sobrang shit. Sobrang galing yung hanggang ngayon, hindi ko pa rin nakikita yung buong performance kasi wala pa rin yung video hanggang ngayon.
Shocks, oo nga, i-ask ko si Kirsten.
Oh, shout out to para sa Sining, pa-release na po ng video kasi
pero thank you para sa Sining for accepting. Salamat po. Evie's piece. Sobrang actually for me proud actually 2018 was Evoy's year.
Sobra. Talaga. Parang
not my year. It was Evoy's year. Yeah. And I was very proud of Evoy kasi nalabas yung art niya. Nakapag-explore siya ng other forms of art. Alam ko
nagawa ngayong year.
Ang daming na. Like, proud talaga ako, sobrang promise. Like, kahit inaaway kita, proud ako sa iyo. Ang galing nung nangyari sa iyo na 2018.
Well, yun. Sadly, hindi rin galing ko. Pero sana this year, okay. I'm claiming it for you.
Sana. Let's do this. Let's go. So, sabi ko, dapat sasabihin ko, let's go. Sabi ko, let's do. Let's do.
Let's do.
Anyways.
Ano ba nangyari ng Q2? Q2 was summer, di ba?
Q2 was summer.
Was rather...
Q2 was my down. Very, that was the worst.
Ay, oo. Naalala ko, hindi ko pa nga sumama nung ano eh.
We had an outing?
Oo, hindi ko pa sumama nung company outing. Tapos nag-guide ka pa sa akin. Tapos parang, oh shit. Oh wait.
Kasi pinipilit ako ni Amy. And it was really... Q2 was when I changed personality. The I think yung naririnig nyo now... Or who I am now is not who I was noong 2017, 2016, di talaga. Q2, sobrang nagbago ako. As in, kahit ako, nagulat ako, no shit, ganito pala ako.
As in, minsan tinatanong ng mga tao, but parang sad-sad niya, eh.
What happened daw to me, mga ganyan na ano.
Nagsimula siyang magsuot ng itim. Dahil siya ko lang.
Hindi, ayun. But anyways, going back, Q2... Best thing that happened was also Katha, because I was able to express then myself through your piece.
Oh, shit, afternoon, naalala ko, nag-breakdown ka pa after. Parang lahat ng emotions na nilabas mo doon habang nag-piece, pagbaba natin ng stage, as in binuhos mo pa lalo yung mga tira-tira mo. Parang, oh shit, hindi ko tuloy na panood yung sumunod na performance.
Isa
ko parang panoorin yun.
Sorry.
Isa ko parang panoorin yun. Pagdating natin yung sabi nila, Janelle, parang ang ganda daw nung sumunod na performance. Hindi ko na panoorin.
Alam mo, hindi, feeling ko kami ni Eboy, the whole 2018, hindi, yung especially the Q2. Tama ba yung metaphor ko? Para tayong yin and yang.
Hindi naman all negative yung nangyari sa'yo.
Oo naman. Pero it was Eboy bringing...
It balanced out. Oo, tama.
It was Eboy. I was really down. Yung mga... Hindi si Eboy. Yung mga piece ni Eboy. Yung how he handled our friendship when I was super down. Was the one na yung nakaka... Kaya hindi ako na nababaliw or something. Ganon. Yun. So talagang, tama ba yung metaphor?
Well, tama naman. Yung mga opportunities na to, hindi naman mangyayari to. Hindi rin dahil sa'yo, for example.
Oh, yun. Ganyan.
So, basically, we balanced out.
Galing ng 2018 for us. Q3, tama ba? Yun na lang. Wala ba naman nangyayari sa'yo ng Q2? Mga awards! Spikes! Kailan yun? Q3 ba yun?
Q2 ba yun? Baka Q3. Q3 na lang natin yan.
Sige. Q3, actually, and good night to Eboy na lang to.
Q3 is very...
Again, Eboy's Q-harter. I was early out. Kung Q2 nagbago ko, Q3 na wala ako.
Namunta sa backstage.
And okay, zero. Yeah, and the Ebi.
Ano ba nangyari?
So proud of
Ebi. Well, Q3 was very like eventful, like work-wise. Ganyan. Dahil sa pagkatagal-tagal ko nagsusulat. Ganyan. Ngayon lang ako nanalo ng mga stuff. Request. Naririnig yan sa ano, sa mic. Yung magtatayo.
I'm asking Kirsten kasi for the video.
Okay. Ganyan. So, nangyari was, napadala ko sa Singapore dahil sa...
Yeah,
dahil sa raw school. Like, yung raw school is like an after school thing sa agency na ganyan. By the way, before we go to like Singapore kwento, kumbaga, dun sa raw school na yun, may isa pa kami collaboration ni Faye ulit.
Ang galing din nun!
Which is like yung short film. So we had a chance. So dati pa lang gustong gumawa ng short film.
Every quarter kami may collab to except Q4, I think.
Q4? Dito nagsimula. Ito yun, di ba? So si every quarter na yung collab. So yung quarter na yun was, yun nga, nagkaroon kami ng chance gumawa ng like short film. Tapos, ang una ko inisip na parang, shit, kasi ang kwento ko is like puro ano lang, puro vocals lang. Ganyan, puro boses. And naisip ko na, shit, so since napag-collab na ako with Faye, what if si Faye? Buti na lang, libre siya nun kasi holiday.
And feeling ko din kasi pinilit ko si Abby. Kasi nung narinig kong film, sabi ko, Abby, pag kailangan. Nagpaparinig na ako, Abby, pag kailangan mo ng voice talent.
Actually, ang sinabi mo kung kailangan mo ng bida, ginawa ko siyang bida, kaso yun nga lang, wala siyang camera roll. Binti lang yun.
Willing naman akong, hindi ba sa any form of helping Abby and performing. Willing ako.
Tapos ano pa yun, was interestingly, kasi deadline namin was like a Friday holiday. Wala pa, nung madaling araw, wala pa kaming talent. Wala pa akong makuha ng talent kasi yung original talent ko nag-cancel sa akin. Shout out to Michael Benitez.
Siya dapat
yung original na
bida. Pero parang mahindi ka na na-imagine na siya. Parang talagang sakto si
Bachi dito. Kumbaga,
Thank you, Bachi.
Na as in, talagang seryoso, Brad, kasi na-impress sa'yo yung mga tao. Kasi, like,
at kahit ako, as in, sinabi ko kay Eboy, una ko palang kita kay Bachi. Sabi ko, mukhang siya talaga yung for the role.
Kung saaling gusto niyo makita yung short film na yan, nasa YouTube po siya. Hanapin niyo lang po is Raw School X Comfort Room. Yata, yun.
Or we can link it sa description.
Sa description na lang. Yun.
Wow! Lakas! Basta, may nililink. Umabot na kami sa point na may nililink na.
Shout out lang. Kung gusto niyo, may impress kaya sa acting ni Bachi kasi ang galing ni Bachi. Minibenta ko si Bachi dito, guys.
Tawang-tawa talaga. And then, to be fair then, good job on Eboy's team. Especially also the script. Ganda ng script. Nung nabasa ko din siya, sabi ko,
Same day edit yun.
Same day edit.
Kasi sinabit namin yun that night din. Actually, balik ako kay Bachi. Yun, minessage ko siya like 3 a.m. in the morning or 5. Ganun. Eh, ang shoot namin was like 11. Buti pumayag siya. Kasi wala lang akong ibang option.
Ikento mo sa kanila, i-share mo sa kanila yung anong hiningi ni Bachi na price.
Oh, basically, hindi siya nagpabayad sa akin. Kasi
ang
parang,
cute talaga.
Sabi niya, hindi, ano na lang. Kasi since meron siyang entrance exam sa LaSalle, ganun, for masters, sabi niya, bilik ko na siya na lapis, ganun. Mm. Eh, binili ko siya na lapis, na parang, thank you, Brad. Pero, alam mo, hindi niya nagamit yun.
Bakit pala? Hindi
kasi wala siyang sharpener.
Oh my God.
That pala, sinamahan natin na sharpener.
Oh my God, Bachi.
So, nagdala lang rin siya ng ibang pencil.
Oh my God.
So, ganun. And, di rin siya.
Saan na tinasan niyo with the knife?
Yun nga, yun. Kasi hindi rin siya pumasa doon eh. Hindi rin siya pumasa or...
Oh my God, sorry, Bachi.
Hindi siya na-admit. Oo, sorry, Bachi. Pero maraming kang pang chances sa ibang schools. Feels like, baka hindi lang talaga para sa'yo yung LaSalle or something. Baka para sa'yo yung acting talaga. Yeah.
Bachi, baka magkataan na tayo.
Oo.
Pelikula. Wow. Oh. Yung may pelikula... Musika pelikula, wow, yan. Bachi, parang dyan tayo.
So, yun.
Ito na yun, Bachi, mag-love story tayo. Wow! Pabigyan na natin ng mukha siya.
Pabigyan natin, hindi ka na ngayon kriminal. Lagi ka lang kriminal sa mga videos eh.
Ito, ikaw yung hahabulin.
Hahabulin ka na dito.
Kung dati ilang ikaw yung hinahabol, ay hindi. Kung dati siya hinahabol, kasi siya mag-love story.
Hanapin niyo na lang po siya sa Instagram. So, marami siyang mga workout vids dyan. So, it's ravishing. Ano nga ba? Ano nga pangalan niya ngayon sa ano? Ravishing Tito Carding ata siya ngayon sa IG. Basta, Bachi Brillantes sa Instagram.
So. Ganda ng name niya. Anyways, thank you, Bachi. It was also very good for Abby.
Yeah.
Super good for
Abby. Anyway, yun. Dahil dun sa ano na yun, uy, nag-top 1 yung short film na yun. Nakakatawa. Kasi hindi ko na-expect.
Nakakatawa talaga. Ang ganda.
Kasi nag-top 1 yun.
It was, I think it was a booster. Eboy had a big score na kasi. So, biglang mas na-boost pa yung score ni Eboy sa Raw School because of that project.
Yeah, as in, I was on a roll noon. Nung sa huling days, huling months nung Raw School. Which led me, yun nga, to win a trip to Singapore to do Spikes, Young Spikes competition. So, basically, competition na naman siya na 24-hour brief. So, pag nanalo kayo, then nanalo kayo. Ganun.
Was it also Q3 or Q4? The best thing, one of the best things that happened
September,
to you.
September eh. Di ba yung Q3?
February,
Q3,
March,
Q4?
April. Ganun. February, March. Hindi talaga tayo accounts. April, oh. May, June, July, August, September. Q3.
Oh, end Q3 of Q3. Pala. Oh, end of Q3. So, yun. So, nanalo ko ng
gold. Actually, good night, guys. Good night, guys. Alis na ako.
So, mamaya na bumalik pa eh. So, yan, Q3 nga. Okay. Tapos, Singapore nga. Wala kayo na yung Singapore natin sa ibang episodes eh.
But, you know, recap.
Okay, fine.
Well, meron tayong mga listeners na nagsiskip ng episodes.
Oh, ganun ba sila?
Ako, I skip episodes. Like, when I listen ganyan? To podcasts. Anyways, Q3, again, I was very, very happy for Eboy.
No, kasi maliban sa, you know, well, I said...
Very, ano yan, ha? Game show. Maliban sa...
Di umano.
KMGS mo siya. Inis ako to. Hindi ko gets yun. Sorry. Oh my God, makakay mga parts.
Wala lang tayong listeners.
Wait, disclaimer again. Disclaimer that this podcast...
The views and opinions of the...
The views and opinions of this host. Podcast doesn't reflect the views and opinions of the company, of the agency, of...
Of anyone. Basta, kamsamin lang yan. Yun, anyway, so balik tayo dun sa Singapore. So, nanalo yung team ko, nanalo kami ng international award, which is like a really big thing. Like,
sobrang
nakatuwa manalo ka ng international award.
Eh, ano mo na, huwag ka na magpaka-humble. Sayin mo na yung...
Tapos, me and my partner noon, si Santi, hi Santi, nanalo kami ng gold dun sa Young Spice Competition, which is like really nice kasi... Shit, as in, nagulat kami na nanalo kami ng gold. Tapos pareho pa kami ng sexy shorts noon na nanalo kami ng
ang
gold.
Ang ganda, parang, sobrang ganda.
Sobrang saya noon.
I was very proud of you again.
Oo. Oh. And yun, marami ako napanalunan ng Singapore.
Ang ganda!
Hindi lang yung mga awards sa trabaho
ko. 2019 Yeah, and explain mo ano yun, napanalunan mo. Besides the, actually, hindi mo napanalunan. It was blessed.
Oh.
It was blessed hashtag talaga kay Eboy. Blessed
yung Singapore.
Ng words ko. Pero yun talaga, that's how I describe Eboy's trip. Kasi, get your story. Kasi proud na proud ako.
Yeah.
Sige, mag-ano ko muna siya.
Sige.
Proud na proud ako kay Eboy. Kasi last year, Eboy and one of our teammates here in ASPAC was sent to Spikes Asia last year. And they didn't, unfortunately, hindi nila nakuha yung prize. Wala silang nakuha yung prize. I clearly remember Eboy. May nagsama. I clearly remember Eboy telling me how bad he wants to go back to Singapore. How bad, just because ang dami niyang hindi daw na-visit na places. How bad he wants to try for Spikes again. Kasi ang dami niyang gustong parang improve sa sarili niya, improve on how he was facing that competition, ganyan. Tapos, as in talaga, paulit-ulit yun, na sinasabi lang talaga sa kanya, Eboy, I wanna go back to Singapore. At least not to compete, pero go back to Singapore kasi meron mo siya mga museums na hindi napuntahan, pagkain na hindi natikman. Ganun lang kasimple. Grabe, MMK talaga. Tapos, nanalo si Eboy for Singapore. Tapos sinabihan namin siya dito sa office. Alam mo, Eboy, enjoy mo lang. Huwag mo nang isipin yung... Actually, huwag mo nang masyadong isipin yung competition. Kainin mo yung gusto mong kainin dyan sa Singapore. Mag-museum ka. Bilhin mo yung gusto mong bilhin. Tapos, nanalo pa siya.
Diba? Actually, yung mga yung sinabi ka yung mga napupuntahan ko lugar, di ko pa rin napuntahan eh. Pero it's nakakain ako.
Pero, kahit na hindi napuntahan naman ni Eboy, umuwi si Eboy.
Nang
happy.
Oo naman.
Sabihin mo na.
Oo nga. Sige nga, sinasabi ko kanina eh. Diretso na ako doon, nag-segue ka pa eh.
Ay, hindi. Gusto ko lang kasi talagang...
Backgrounder.
Parang, that was one of the... Honestly, sobrang ganda nun, Eboy. Kasi parang isa ako sa mga witness... Hindi lang naman ako.
Mm-hmm.
Isa ako sa mga witness na how you really pursued and nagpursige. Alam mo, English ng pursige. Paano ka nag-pursige to work?
Yeah.
Grabe, 2018 talaga was your year. Woo! Swear talaga, legit talaga. Anong year ka? Chinese?
Snake.
Ah.
Ano ba last year?
Dog. Ayan, tamaano na yung Chinese. Ano? Okay.
Okay. Ayun, tapos...
Nahihiya pa. Hindi tayo magtatagal. 30 minutes.
Oo na. 30 minutes. 30 minutes lang tayo dapat. Pero joke na.
Hindi tayo
kami. Sorry. Yun. maliban nga sa mga gold, maliban sa mga awards na nakuha sa Spikes, sa Spa, sa Singapore, I won a friend. I met someone dun. Aww. Diba?
Tapos, and it was about time for MB. Really.
Yeah. Shout out to all the people who helped us. So, sila Albert, sila Gino, sila Audrey. Si Santi, all of the people who supported. So, alam niyo kung ano yung ibig kong sabihin dito. So,
ang ganda talaga. Kahit wala ako doon, pag-uwi ni Eboy, may kwento kami sa isa't isa. Tapos, ang ganda. Ang ganda ng kwento ni Eboy.
Ang ganda ng kwento ko. Pero, saka na lang. So, baka may ibang episode for that.
Baka, no? Pag-ibayin mo ako, pag meron na rin akong ikakwento, sabay tayo.
Tama.
So, magdasal kang
so, punchline. Abangan niyo yung episode na yon.
Nasabay kami magkakwento ni Eboy. Ngayon nga si Eboy pa lang yung may ikakwento.
So, si Faye, sige. Ano ba nangyari sa'yo ng
Q3?
Wala talaga. So, jump to Q4 na ba tayo?
And actually, it was also my fault din. Kasi I didn't let anything happen din kasi to me. It was my choice. Talagang it was a quiet year for me.
Quiet ba? Quiet in the sense na hindi siya quiet eh. It was
mix of emotions.
Yeah, basta it was like, let's say emotional for you.
Very heavy. One of the, hindi siya heaviest year, pero it was really heavy.
It was a heavy year.
It was a heavy year for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hindi ko year, yung last year of the dog. Wow! May Chinese. Mukha mali yung southeast, west. Wow! Baka mali yung mga feng shui.
Oh, dahil nakaharap ko sa bintana. Baka mo kinalaman yun.
Anyways, alam mo ba sa yung year actually? Anyways, yeah, Q4.
Well,
alam niyo guys, tumitingin na lang ako kay Eboy.
Oh, yung ako yung may kwento eh, no? Still another, like, great.
Uy, nasa best and worst pa lang
quarter.
Tayo.
Quarter, oo nga eh.
Mabilis na lang to.
Kumbaga, ang dream ko mapunta ng Japan, actually.
Ayan, witness din ako dyan. Paulit-ulit sinasabi tapos, ni Eboy.
Tapos, napunta ako ng Japan.
All of a sudden, Q3 din siya sinabihan. As in, Q4 siya sinabihan na pupunta siya ng Japan, Q4 siya pumunta ng Japan. Oh. Ganun kabilis.
It was free. And we got to compete and I got to meet a lot of people there then.
I was so happy for Eboy. Eboy finally was able to visit his dream. His dream.
His dream.
His dream. Country. Yeah. Ganda. Sobrang proud din ako kay Eboy nun. Sobrang talaga.
Gusto ko talaga bumalik talaga ng Japan. As in, literally, pag ikaw rin napunta ng Japan, like, sobrang, papunta ka pa lang, gusto mo na bumalik.
No, ang dami nga nagsabi. And, ang dami din nagsasabi, and Eboy was one of them pa na kulang pala talaga. Kahit ilang beses mapunta sa Japan, kulang.
Oo. Oh.
I was so happy for Eboy. Another learning opportunity. And also Q3 was...
Wait, I'm gonna go.
Meron
siyang inaano sa akin. Sinasign.
Yeah.
Nang ano?
Little anniversary.
Bakit... Okay na yun.
Hindi, yun lang. Hindi, happy din ako. Hindi, okay. Can I, ganun ako proud na friend. Hindi ko sasabihin yung details. Oh. Pero it was about time for Eboy to really be in a happy place. Like, bakit mo sabihin?
Happy place? Ano namatay?
Napalit. It was time. Yeah,
to
time.
To be happy.
About time. Sobra, about time. Nasa tamang ano naman na, yeah.
Tamang panahon.
Basta everything fell into place. Eboy, it was really Eboy's year.
Yeah.
I think...
It's amazing.
Can I summarize it na lang?
Go.
I think the best thing that happened to Eboy was he was able to catch up on all his dreams last year. Hmm. As in, literally catch up. As in, like, checkbox lahat ng nasa bucket... Hindi man lahat. Yung mga nasa bucket list niya. Mm. ako naman, the best thing that happened to me was I discovered myself more. Kahit na walang nangyari sa akin.
Yeah.
Masyado last year. Or it was actually sinabi ko nga dun sa post ko. Wow. It was a worst year for me. It was a bad year for me. I felt lost, confused, ganyan. But, in 2018 was parang feeling ko talaga na, nakilala ko yung sarili ko. Sobrang nakilala ko yung sarili ko. I thought kilala ko na yung sarili ko. Mas nakilala ko yung sarili ko last year. Ayun. And, ewan ko, ako best thing din yung collabs natin.
Mm.
Good job talaga.
It was like, ito yung first time ko like na gane.
Thankful for
like,
that.
Like, creative collaboration talaga na outside.
Actually, hindi lang creative eh. As in, feeling ko na test din. Parang meron pa kami mga ano ni Eboy nun usapan na, uy, talagang alam mo, baka yung, yuck, ang chummy na nito.
Uy, nag-ano pa tayo, nag-compete pa tayo, like, professionally din.
Oo, diba? Professionally din. And then, I think, yung pasa ganda na ano namin, yung friendship namin ni Eboy work-wise,
yeah,
and art-wise, and like, friends-wise, yeah, sobrang...
Kumbaga, everything that happened, weird, like Q1 to Q3 between us... Q1 to Q3 nga. Kumbaga, it all added up to this, which is the podcast.
So,
kumbaga, kung hindi nangyari 2018, wala yung podcast na to eh. Technically. Actually, hindi natin maiisip yung podcast like last year or earlier this year eh, diba?
It was just, ano yun eh, try-try eh. Oh. Diba? And then it worked.
Parang, yeah, it just happened. It just clicked. So really, thankful for Faye.
Thankful for Abby too. Yeah. And really happy for Abby. As in, super. Kung hindi ko pa na-express ng sobra. Siguro itong mga sinasabi ko ngayon, ito yung body ko sa inyong birthday. Kung makasulat
na, at makatext. Na kinalimutan niya. Q3, Q4.
Alam mo, hindi ko na i-defend yung sarili ko. Itong last na lang. Wala kasi talaga. The people in Davao, people who know Winnie's in Davao, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Janelle, diba? As in like, minessage niya na tayo sa Viber, pero hindi pa rin siya nag-greet.
Wait, actually, thankful din ako sa friendship this year. Shout out, Anankin, and Janelle, and Miko, and Jean. Dami, Keisha, and
Wolf. Thankful to everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone talaga. Without you guys, wala yung podcast. Without si Keisha.
Without you, Keisha, wala talaga itong podcast. Sobrang wala itong podcast.
Oo, kasi wala kaming mic. Ganyan.
No, hindi pa namin afford ng mic. Feeling ko di kami ever mag-invest ni Emmy na.
So, like, learnings for the year.
Learnings na... Yala. Learnings ko is, ako personally, ano lang, be more accepting.
Mm.
And accepting. Hindi letting go eh.
Forgiving, di ba?
Hindi din forgiving eh. Really,
accepting.
Kasi the problem with me noong 2018, I wasn't accepting everything that's happening.
Denial.
Oh. Hindi siya denial eh. Denial is a different... It's not the term. I think I wasn't accepting. Kasi di ba, with what happens to you, I think, I believe, or parang learning ko na, lahat na nangyayari sa'yo may purpose yan. Mm-hmm. Noong 2018, I wasn't able to understand that. Everything that was happening to me, lagi kong kini-question, bakit?
No, bakit nangyayari sa ito?
Lord, di ba, alala ko pa dati, nagdadasal ako sa tabi ni Eboy na, grabe ka naman talaga, Lord. Kasi gumaganan ako. Grabe ka talaga, bakit ganito? Na anong ginawa ko? Mm-hmm. I wasn't accepting. So, this year, 2019, na-feel ko talaga na I changed.
Oh.
I changed a lot. It's not me anymore. Ganun naman ata talaga. But yun, I need to be more accepting. And, ayun. Yun yung learning, greatest learning ko 2018.
Yeah.
Yun din yung prayer ko ngayon 2019. Sabi ko talaga, wow, naging prayer. Magba-Bible study po tayo. yung prayer ko talaga this 2019. Lord, sana lahat ng... Yun, Eboy. Sana lahat ng choices natin. Yun yung wallpaper ko ngayon. Mm-hmm. Lahat ng choices natin is not... Because it's not out of fear, but out of who we want to be and what we want to go. Where we want to go, what we want to go, where we want to go. Kaya tayo pipili, hindi because natatakot ka na. Ay, halimbawa,
let's go.
Pagod na ako.
Kanina ako yung kasalita eh.
Hindi, parang I learned kasi na even for you, even for Eboy, sana lahat ng choices na gawin mo and natin moving forward is not out of fear. Parang halimbawa, sige, magsa-spike ako kasi natatakot ako na baka mamaya hindi na ako ma-recognize sa mga tao. Hindi. Magsa-spikes ka, magko-compete ka kasi you wanna grow as a writer. Parang ganun. Hindi siya out of fear lagi. And then, ganun din for me. Or yung mga personal choice natin. Halimbawa, even as simple as, kukuha ako ng health insurance kasi natatakot ako baka magkasakit na ako. Ganyan. Hindi ganun. It's more of, kukuha ako ng health insurance kasi I wanna live healthier, I wanna live longer. Yeah. Wanna, ganun dapat. Laging positive.
Oh, it's yung like I was like keep on saying the whole year halos is like throw yourself into the fire.
Ayan.
Like yun talaga like
sobrang
literal. Si literal talaga na parang kahit na anong opportunity na na merong na as in opening na feeling mo kaya mo naman pero inuunahan ka ng kaba mo or ng hiya or ng like doubts mo sa sarili, just do it. Then if it doesn't work, like parang ano, edi magsisi ka na lang after. Pero at least ginawa mo, diba?
Sorry, can I just say, hindi lang ako yung nag-change. Ebo changed a lot.
Wow.
Noong 2018. Kasi dati si Ebo, hindi naman nag-hug yan. Mahihain yan. Hindi naman nag-perform yan. Hindi, Ebo, yung layo na talaga. It was, you changed for the better talaga.
Yeah.
Noong 2018. Grabe guys, kung kilala niyo si Ebo, for people who know Ebo before, who knew Ebo before,
change person.
Changed person na siya.
Nag-change pa ako lalo nung Q4. Oh, yumabang ako ka.
yabang na talaga. Akala mo, kanina bago mag-start ng podcast na to, inaano ko siya, inaaway ko siya. Ang yabang, ganyan ka na talaga. Tigil na natin tong podcast na to. Nagluloko ba?
Hindi, ganyan. Ikaw kasi, ganyan kasi, Faye. Nakakalimot ka ng mga tao. Ayan. Babalik ko lang sa yung sinabi mo sa akin dati. Kaya ka single eh.
Pero, di ba sa... Wait, ha? Na-lost ako.
Balikan na lang natin mamaya after nung episode.
So, pinaplug lang talaga ni Ebo na single ako.
Oh, single po si Faye. Yun, so...
Oh, yun.
At Faye Balio po sa Instagram.
Again,
or,
at
or, kung hanapin niyo siya sa other apps na meron kayo... Ewan ko, Twitter,
Facebook. Viber.
Basta Spotify. Telegram. Ano, no? Diba?
Spotify.
Oh.
Tama yan.
Yeah,
check nyo lang.
Check nyo lang. Check na yung bawat
app na meron. Yun, check mo lang.
Oh, malay nyo, baka nasa Mobile Legends nyo siya o ano. Ewan ko. Check nyo lang.
Nakakaya. Ano. Ganito yung friendship namin. Anyway,
okay. Anyway, wala na. So,
hinihintay na.
So, paano natin tatapusin?
Bye.
Bye. So, we're looking forward to this year. Gamitin niyo po yung hashtag, #Faye2019 sa lahat po ng posts niyo. So, para sa lahat ng mga well-wishers dyan. So, use #Faye2019. Bigyan niyo po ng... Bigyan nyo ng message, ng positive message si Faye sa inyong mga Instagram stories, ganyan. Dahil ito, kailangan niyang i-own yung taon na to talaga. Yeah.
Uy, huwag din natin pilitin. Feeling ko naman 2019 will be a good year. I'm not saying that it's my year, but it's gonna be a good year.
Yeah. Ooh. Year of the Pig. Ano masabi sa
Year of the Pig? Year of the Pig ako pa naman.
Oh, yan. Year mo to.
Yeah. Wood. Well, anyways... Thank you guys for listening. This is a long episode. Good. Yeah. Okay din, pambawi.
Yeah, medyo na-miss din natin mag-podcast eh. Sorry guys.
Pero uwi na kami kasi hinihintay na ako ni... Shout out to Anne.
Shout out to Anne. Thank you for waiting.
I'm so sorry, Anne.
So, good night.
Good night.
Hindi ready. Isa pa.
Nag-alcohol.
Nag-alcohol kasi. Wait lang po guys. Kinanan.
Sobrang fail. Uy, wag mo i-delete to. Funny to.
Good night. Wala pa din. Ano ba? Ano ba? Naging isang oras na to.
Ayun na guys. Uy, funny to. Wag mo i-delete to. Kasi yung mga last namin na andan niya.
Ini-edit
eh. Ini-edit out niya. Okay, bye guys. O, sakto 45 minutes. Bye!